Hey everybody, this is Martin Zender floating above the waters of turmoil and chaos into another world. But no, it's not exactly a cruise. I wouldn't call it a cruise, more like a battleship, I guess. But the battle is not ours, it's God's. That's right, it's God's battle, but I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you what he's going to do for us today. I'm going to tell you what he's going to do for us today in order to give us peace in this chaotic world. He's going to cause us to set our affections on things above, not things that are on the earth. Colossians 3, starting with verse 1. If then you are roused together with Christ, be seeking that which is above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Be disposed to that which is above, not to that on the earth. For you died, and your life is hid together with Christ and God. That's a figurative death. You're still alive, but we're considered to have died in Christ. And in spirit, where he is, there we are. We're going to be there someday, actually. Today we anticipate it in spirit. We behave as if resurrected from among the dead. That is Romans chapter 6. But whenever Christ, our life, should be manifested, then we also shall be manifested together with him in glory. I should get into verse 5 here. That was Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. This really plays into my topic this week, verse 5. Hadn't planned on doing this, but I'm looking at it here, and it looks really rich. Deaden then your members that are on the earth, prostitution, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry, because of which the indignation of God is coming on the sons of stubbornness, among whom you also once walked when you lived in those things. Today, we are facing a time when the indignation of God is coming on the sons of stubbornness. We are today in a time that is parallel to the days of Noah. And for that, remind me to come back here to verse 5. For that, I need to go to Matthew 24 and verse 37. For even as the days of Noah, thus shall be the presence of the Son of Mankind. For as they were in those days before the deluge, masticating and drinking and marrying and taking in marriage until the day on which Noah entered into the ark, and did not know till the deluge came and takes them all away, thus shall be the presence of the Son of Mankind. And so, being in a parallel time today, I'm going to look at the crisis of Aeon 2. What's Aeon 2? You're going to find out what Aeon 2 was, and what the crisis of Aeon 2 was, and how that is going to help you sort out what is happening today. Not sort it out, but understand it. And see that God is in it. See what place it plays in God's program. I'm going to talk to you today and tomorrow and this week about a big calendar. Before I do that, though, I'm going to go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Deaden then your members. We've often looked at this passage as something that we should do with ourselves, our members, being the parts of our own body, the things in us that would rise up and do evil things, prostitution, uncleanness, passion, evil desire. But in this context, which is being disposed to that which is above, not to that on the earth, in this context, I'm looking at this way now. Then your members that are on the earth. We have fellow members of humanity on the earth, and these people, especially in the Middle East today, the chaos that we see, and whether you're listening to me today live or you're listening to me on CD in the year 2020, there's probably trouble in the Middle East. And so if there's not trouble there, there's trouble somewhere on earth as long as we are continuing in this present eon. And the members that are on the earth, these are our fellow members of humanity, and there is much prostitution, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, greed, idolatry. All these things are rife on the earth today, rampant, because of which the indignation of God is coming. Our exhortation here from the Apostle Paul is to deaden your members. Deaden these things. Let them fall away. Don't concentrate on them. Goes back to verse 1. Be seeking that which is above. For you died, metaphorically. Your life is hid together with Christ in God. And so our occupation today, our attention, should not be on the uncleanness and the passion and the evil desire and the greed that we see every day on the news. We shouldn't, but if we do, I feel sorry. I feel sorry for anybody who's glued to the news if it's taken away their peace. Now, some people, of course, they want to know what's going on. And you're looking at me, oh, Martin, we're disappointed already. We thought this week you're going to give us the inside story on the Middle East. You're going to get into the troop movements. You're going to talk about Israel and the Palestinians and the Hezbollah and all these parties and factions. And you're going to put it all in perspective for us. Well, I am going to do that indeed, because I am Martin Zender. Of course, I'm going to do it, but not in the way you expect. I do the unexpected, not because I try to. That's just the way I am. I can't look at it that way. Hey, everybody's doing that today. All the commentators on the radio and the news, they're getting all caught up in the trees, in the chaos, and they're trying to sort out the mess. Well, I'm going to give you a perspective on it, all right, and I'm going to give you a revelation on it. But instead of zooming in, you don't like those maps you got on the internet? What's that one map site that you go to find directions to somebody's house? MapQuest. You can either zoom in and get the street names, and you can almost see the manhole covers on the streets and the trees and the leaves, or you can zoom out. I'm zooming out. But don't think that because I'm going to zoom out on this picture that you're going to lose sight of what's happening, because you're going to have greater sight into what's happening. It's too messy in the trees. There's so much chaos going on that we get lost in the detail. You know that famous saying, can't see the forest for the trees. Well, we're going to not only look at the forest, but we're going to back up, and we're going to see what God's doing. There's a great Jodie Foster movie out there. Well, I take it back. It's not a great movie. The first 5 minutes are indeed great. The movie's called Contact. I saw it sometime last year. You got to rent this movie and watch the first 5 minutes, then turn it off, okay? It's not that great of a movie. But the beginning is inspired. It starts with a close-up of on Earth, and then the camera pans out slowly. And the audio accompaniment starts with this modern television radio, and as the camera backs up and we start to see the Earth as from a satellite, you get older sound clips like from the 50s, and then it goes back and back, and you're back in the early 1900s, and then the camera pulls back and you see the Earth, and all of a sudden there's no sound at all. There's no sound because we're going back in time to the creation of this universe. It goes past the Earth. Then you see the sun. It goes flying by in the solar system. And it goes back in the Milky Way galaxy. And wow, you start to see the big picture and you realize that there's something bigger going on here. There's something bigger going on here than what you're reading in the newspaper or what you're seeing on the news. The big picture. And this week, I'm going to show you that picture, and it's going to give you more peace than any commentators you're hearing today. No, it's not exactly a cruise. I wouldn't call it a cruise. More like a battleship, I guess.